Do you have the time? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mariamne Crummell, professor of English and Medieval Studies at the University of Dayton, examines the history of how we count time.
We have inherited our current time system from the Middle Ages, Anno Domini, or AD time, in the year of our Lord. In the 4th century, around the early 300s, Eusebius of Caesarea created tables of the ancient times, Greek, Egyptian, polytheistic, and Roman. At the end of this chronicle of time, only one table still stood, the Roman one. In AD 731, Bede used this dating system in his Ecclesiastical History of the English People. In the late 20th century, AD time is recast as the Common Era, but our rebranding only masks our inheritance from medieval AD temporality. This thought came to mind one day while reading the work of three different medieval historians. Those are the Venerable Bede's applauding the conversion of pagan peoples to Christianity in AD 627, Matthew Paris's libelous story about a Jewish wedding in Lincoln in AD 1255, and Solomon Barr Simpson's chronicle of Jewish suicide during the First Crusade in AD 1096. Pressing further into medieval manuscripts, a theme emerged. Religious and cultural difference were disappearing while nations and empires formed. Polytheistic customs, agricultural time, and the zodiac resurfaced less and less. Overall, AD temporality sought to make everyone and everything conform to one time, Anno Domini. But Jewish time held out against the colonization of Latin Christendom. For resisting, medieval Jews suffered and were expelled from one medieval country after another, starting with England in 1290. And this story of temporal hegemony takes us to 2022.
And that was Mariamne Crummell of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.